Welcome to Socially Accepted with your host, Natalie Butler.
Hey, you guys, it is your girl, Queen of Positive Affirmations, chiming in. And yes, this episode, we're going to be talking more about positive affirmations. So in a previous episode, I talked about four reasons why your positive affirmations were not working for you. And one of those reasons being that they did not resonate with you, which happens often when you're using somebody else's affirmations, right? If it's not terminology or language that you use, your mind doesn't typically recognize it, right? So one of the things that I always recommend for my clients, and even if you have signed up to get affirmations from me, I include it in this as well, but I encourage you to reword them and put them in your own words. With my private one-on-one clients, I actually help them and encourage them to write their own affirmations that would actually help them to obtain a certain goal. So in my private program, right, we're working towards a specific goal. So whether it be to get healthier, whether it be to grow the business, whether it be to finally stand up for yourself, whatever the case is, we're working towards a specific goal. And so I like to have affirmations that are going to help us achieve that certain goal. So I want to talk about three things that I notice when people are writing affirmations that actually might be a little bit counterproductive. Sorry, hate to say it, but three things that are actually hurting you. And this may actually be the reason why you're not obtaining the goals or why your positive affirmations are working for you. So before I even hop into the three things, first things first, you guys, consistency is key. So once you have these affirmations, I want you to continue to read them. Stop switching from affirmation to affirmations, from affirmation to affirmation. Look, this is not a basketball game, child. You do not have to continue to switch up the game. You need to be consistent. Like, there's a saying that it takes about 21 days for you to create a new habit, right? So whether it be a new habit of belief systems, whatever it is, right? You want to be consistent. So pick your affirmations and stick to them, child. Stop trying to switch that shit up like you over here changing clothes, okay? Pick them and stick to them. Stop going around talking about, you got an affirmation. No, pick your affirmation, write your affirmation, and just stick to it for at least 21 days. Guys, if you could do it for a full month, for a full 30 days, I promise you it will help you so much. But one thing I want you to realize, right? Whatever that old belief is, whatever that old fear, whatever that old saying that you used to always tell yourself, right? That's not something that you just created, right? It's something that you've been carrying around for weeks, months, years, and even decades. So do not set yourself up for failure thinking because you said a positive affirmation one time, it was just going to go away. So in order for the positive affirmation to work, what it does is if you continue to say something, eventually you believe it. So the first time you don't believe it, as you continue to do it, you start to challenge it. Like, well, damn, was I wrong? Right? Like if somebody keeps saying, no, I promise you, you were there. I promise you. Like as soon as somebody say it and they got that conviction in their voice, you start to challenge like, damn, maybe I did go to the party. So then after you start to challenge it and then they start to spark, like, remember so-and-so said this to you at the party? And you're like, damn, I'm starting to remember that. So the same thing happens with positive affirmations. At first, you don't believe it, right? Because you already got this other belief. So then the positive affirmation starts to challenge it. Then it starts to confirm that new belief, right? And this takes a while. So I want you guys to be consistent, okay? Like I said, pick them and stick to them. You do not have to rotate these things out like you over here trying to play an NBA championship, all right? Now, let's talk about the three things that I see happening when people are writing their own affirmations. So number one, you're focused on what you don't want. So let's use an example. I'm not stupid anymore. I don't want people to call me stupid. So I'm going to create an affirmation that says, I am not stupid anymore, right? And at that time, it might sound like it actually helped you, but it's actually hurting you, okay? So you're focused on what you don't want. Under the law of attraction, you guys, if you hold a thought for 17 seconds, you actually activate the law of attraction. So that negative vibration, that negative energy that you have being associated with stupid, you're actually bringing more of that into your life, right? Because you're operating with a lower vibration. So under the law of attraction, like attracts like, right? Whatever energy you put out there is the energy that you're going to bring back in. So when you say, I am not stupid anymore, a lot of times you're coming from a negative energy, right? You're not coming from a place of love, light, and positivity. You're coming from a place like, this motherfucker hurt my feelings. So what ends up happening is you end up bringing more of that into your life. You end up bringing up more people who would actually use those type of terminologies. You end up attracting more people who don't value other people. You end up attracting people that are low vibration as well. Okay. So you unintentionally bring in more of that same negative emotional energy. So instead of focusing on what you do not want, I want you to focus on what you do want. All right. So instead of I am not stupid anymore, I am an intelligent being. I am being educated. I am learning new things. I am experiencing new things, right? So you see how we just switched it up where we're not talking about, oh, I ain't stupid no more. Like, first of all, nobody's stupid. Nobody's dumb. But the fact that, you know what I'm saying? Now we just changed it into what we are becoming, what we are doing, right? So I want you to actually switch it and to make it positive. Taking me to the next point. You're using negative words in positive affirmations, y'all. So here's the thing about your subconscious mind. It doesn't recognize the negative. So your mind, think about it like a river. A river is always in flow. Like, you don't have to look at the river to know that it's going, right? It's always in flow. It's always in flow. It's always in flow. Now, what happens if you try to paddle your ass upstream? You are going to be fighting resistance. And the crazy part, you guys, is you created the resistance. You could have just went down the damn river. But no, you are actually fighting upwards, right? So you're going to be constantly feeling this push to pull you down. Your mind does not recognize the negative. Your mind is always going, it's always flowing, it's always operating, right? We're talking about your subconscious mind here, you guys. So this is why you can do things without actually paying that much attention to it. This is why you can drive to your mama house and you ain't even got to pay attention to the road if you don't want to. I'm not saying that you should do it, but I'm just saying, this is why you can do certain things like tie your shoe and you don't got to even worry about, do the left string go over the right string? This is how you can answer the door, check the mail, and play on your phone all at the same damn time. Your mind is always working, you guys. So it's always going to be connecting the dots and it's always pushing forward. So when you come and you start talking about what you're not going to do, you're actually creating resistance into how your mind operates. So your mind doesn't recognize the negative because the negative means I need to stop what I'm doing. How is your mind going to stop what it's doing when it's naturally designed to keep going? So your mind skipped over that word not. And so whatever you just put after not is what your ass is going to end up being. So if you say, I am not stupid, guess what happened? Your mind didn't see the not, right? So instead of you saying, I'm not stupid, this is what your mind is seeing. I am stupid. I am stupid. I am stupid. I am stupid. So now you are actually re-cementing the belief that you are stupid. You're actually going back and you're telling your mind every single thing that you did not want to believe. And now you're reinforcing that belief, that habit, that fear, that insecurity. You're actually reinforcing it, you guys. So I want you, like I said in tip number one, don't focus on what you don't want. I want you to focus on what you do want. So this way you can attract it and bring in more of it into your life. So like I said before, we're not going to say I'm not stupid, but I am becoming more educated. I am experiencing new things. I am educating myself. I am learning new things, right? Because your mind does not understand the no in that sentence, all right? Number three is you are speaking in a future tense. So like will, I will do this. I will do this, right? So will, I actually kind of like now lately, you guys, I actually hate the word will, but will operates from a lack thereof. That means that there's a lack of activity. And remember how I said your mind is always in motion, is always doing something. So when you say I will, this is saying I'm not. So what happens is you usually don't end up doing it. This is why if you tell yourself, I'll do it later, I'm going to do it this day, I'm going to do it. This is why you continue to put it off, because you're not in action. You're not doing it, right? You don't have a state of emergency. You don't have this strong belief or connection to it. So this is why you continue to put it off, especially if you are a procrastinator, right? Like me, former procrastinator here, right? So when you have this will, it's saying that it's not something that I am doing now. now. And if you really want to do it, you guys, you have to give your mind the command to do it. Every time you give your mind a command, it's going to be looking for a way to make it possible. But when you say I will, this means I ain't. So what ends up happening is you end up skipping right over it, you guys. So like I said, the three things that I see that is happening with these affirmations. One, you're focusing on what you don't want. Two, you're using a negative. And three, you are speaking in a future tense, or it could be a past tense as well. So what I want you to do is I want you to focus on being in the present, okay? Giving your mind a command to do something at this moment. So those affirmations usually look like I am doing, I am becoming, I am this, right? You can change it around. So this way it knows right now we're speaking in this present tense, right? Whatever that present tense is. So get rid of the will, okay? Another tip that I have is instead of focusing on what you don't want, focus on what you do want. You want your positive affirmations to be positive. And you guys, I hope this information helped. If you have not already looked into it, I highly recommend y'all look into my glow up planner, y'all. So you guys know I'm focused on helping you obtain a specific goal. That's what happens with my glow up planner. I actually cover four different types of affirmations. So one of those affirmations that I really like to focus on, I call them actionable affirmations. And this is where you are actually creating a new habit to help you support that goal. So in my glow up planner, I walk you through the different four types of affirmations to help you obtain your goal, as well as we cover any type of excuse or belief that would stop you from obtaining your goal. So if you're interested in this planner, you guys, you can go to glowuptheshowup.com/planner or go to my website, which is just simply therealnatliebutler.com, and you can get either a digital copy of the planner, immediate download, or you can get it shipped directly to you if you like to write physically. Catch you guys on the next one.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Socially Accepted with Natalie Butler. To connect with Natalie, feel free to visit www.therealnatliebutler.com, and we'll see you on the inside.